We find it easy in life to forget the sacrifice that was made for us. Not necessarily forget it, but forget how painful and how full of an ultimate sacrifice it was. So Luke 23:33-46. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So it's pretty obvious he went through a lot of physical pain. First being scourged and having the crown of thorns on his head, and then being nailed to the cross and hung up to suffocate. And at the same time, a lot of emotional pain, as him being the perfect person, never having ever sinned. Excuse me. And being sacrificed for all the people who did sin. So let's read Romans 3:23. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He took our punishment. We were the ones that should have been there. It was our punishment that he took for us. We are very unworthy. So verses 24 and 25, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. So in our coming days, let's remember to take in consideration how much of a sacrifice it was for us and to thank him for it. God bless.